Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studio, it's time for the Business, Babies, and Beauty Radio Show, brought to you by Airbender.
Hello and happy Wednesday. I always like to look out when I say that because even though it's like a little cloudy, the skyline is just still beautiful here in Atlanta. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Business Babies and Beauty Radio Show. I'm your host, your coach, your lifestyle strategist, your homegirl, no, really, Shanda Cadet, creator and founder of BusinessBabiesAndBeauty.com, a multifaceted resource for business moms. I know firsthand the challenges of growing a business and a family. I'm an entrepreneur, wife, and mother to six beautiful children. So I help women integrate business and family. I believe that you can do both and really have a really good time. I can give you more information on that later. For now, I would like to introduce my very special guest and friend to the Business Babies and Beauty brand, author R.L. Byrd. Yay!
Hello, how are you?
Very well. So thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you so much for supporting the brand. You were a sponsor for my Big Hat Brunch. You bought two tickets, which I thought was just so awesome. So thank you so much. That just lets me know that you really care and you really want to see women win and you want to see them be empowered. So I really, really, really do appreciate that.
We need to support each other.
Yes,
right?
Yes, we do. Yeah. So thank you very much. Okay, so author R.L. Byrd returns with continued discussions of love and life in his newest release of Black Coffee. And this time, the brothers have their say. In his debut novel, Looking for Sweet Love, Byrd introduced us to the Love Forum Divas, a panel of women who candidly shared the highs and lows of their private relationships with millions of radio listeners in Dallas, Texas. Black Coffee enters 1 year later, introducing readers to six men, the Brothers Forum, as the men who held supporting roles in the women's tales. Their private lives were also exposed. Okay, so he says, I want the reader to expect the unexpected from me, have a different experience every time they pick up an R.L. Byrd book. And just looking at the book covers, I definitely know that there are this two different experiences that I'm going to have. With a raw and authentic voice, R.L. Byrd journeys into the male's perspective of the challenges of love and life, unveiling truths to the great mystery of why men act and respond in ways that women are often unable to understand. You see that emphasis I put on? Unable.
I heard it.
We are unable to understand. Black Coffee brings the discussions of love and relationships full circle and offers female readers a rare peek into the psyche of their male counterparts. Well, I love that. So let's just dive right off into it. Let's just get down right down to business. I first want to ask, when did you start writing books?
I think I've always written things, whether they be poems or just short stories. But interesting story, and I've told this story so many times before. I was doing a field residency in Vietnam for my master's. And when I came, you know, it was just an eye-opening experience. And when I came back to Atlanta, I heard this voice on the radio. So I said, that's interesting. So I said, I'm not going to call into the radio station, but I'm going to give this lady a call and actually see what she sees. So it was a psychic. And her name was Dorothea. So called into the psychic, and she said, before I even said anything, are you working on something? Have you been working on something for the last past 10 years? And I was like, okay, this is going to be entertainment because I don't see where she's going with this. So I said, well, no. And she said, writing. And then it kind of clicked. And so she said, well, you know what? You're a writer and you need to write. And then we just started talking and started opening up. So that was back in 2008, 2009.
Wow, that's really interesting. So you called just thinking that, you know what, I'm just going to just call and see what this is about. And then she brought to fruition, like, you're a writer.
Right.
Get those books out.
Exactly.
And so then you started, well, you compiled, you had things already going on.
Well, Looking for Sweet Love, that was the first book. And I already knew that I wanted to write Black Coffee. but I knew I had to tell the female side of the story first. And back when she asked me, well, about the projects that I was working on and Looking for Sweet Love, and I said, well, I'm working on Looking for Sweet Love, but I need to write that first because I need people to see what I'm talking about. Because at that particular time, it appeared that everything was being written in the female voice. Mm-hmm. Not that's a bad thing, but I said, well, you know, the brother should have a say so too, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, I'm going to write Looking for Sweet Love about six women. They tell their life stories on a radio show called The Law Forum in Dallas, Texas. And 1 year later, I'm going to introduce the brothers, and those will be the husbands, boyfriends, and lovers of the six women.
Oh, wow.
So you get to see their side of the story, their perspective of what happened in those relationships.
Mm-hmm. And so in Looking for Sweet Love, well, let's just, do relationships inspire you?
I think I was doing another interview, and they asked me, well, let's be candid. Brothers typically don't write about this stuff. And some brothers do. There are a lot of authors that write about relationships. But I said, well, you know what? Perfectly honest. I was just coming off a relationship, and this kind of helped me get past that.
Oh.
So you may find some experiences in there that are near and dear.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some experiences in there that, this is fiction, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That
based
are
on
relatable
a true story.
To other things, right?
Okay, so what were some of the things that the ladies talked about?
They were dealing with different types of men.
Mm-hmm.
And the main character, or the protagonist in Looking for Sweet Love, was a single businesswoman, and she just didn't have... I guess very good luck in finding the right one or the right man at all.
Mm-hmm.
So we go through several relationships with her, and then we go through several relationships with her friends. One friend is married, going through a divorce. One friend is involved with, you know, a thug. Of course, we have to have that DL character in there because it's part of our fabric.
It is.
And then there are some other things in there as well, but we look at the protagonist and we go through each trial that she goes through. And in the end, she doesn't find love, but you have to pick up the sequel, Black Coffee, to see where it takes her.
Okay. So, I'm just going to say, I have no idea what protagonist means.
Main character, basically. Okay. Main character.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, I'm trying to follow, but what? I'm stuck at protagonist. Okay. Protagonist is the main character. I learned something new today, which everybody should learn something new. You can never stop learning. Okay. So this is great. So, that's interesting because there are a lot of, entrepreneur women, business women who cannot find love or mm-hmm. like have a, they end up in relationships, but there's like back and forth because she may earn more money mm-hmm. or there's insecurities. And so that's what the protagonist experiences.
In some instances, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, Jesse is the successful Spelman graduate who goes off to Dallas to, you know, basically find her career, which she does. And one of the things that she encounters is that, her role is so powerful that she intimidates some men.
Mm-hmm.
And then she may attract other men that may not really have her best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean.
She's pretty feisty. I'm reading a paragraph right here where Jesse's talking. Jesse's off the chain here. That's really cool. Okay. So now we move on into, let me ask you, they were on the radio station, the mm-hmm. women in the book,
mm-hmm.
and they were just talking about their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Were the men aware of that they were going to be on the radio talking about their relationships?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which caused some drama with some of the relationships.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And then we go. And so now did the producer or whoever was in control of getting the women on the show, did they reach out to the men to bring them on the show?
No.
No. The men just came.
So really what I wanted to show is that all of the things, be it television programs, books, or movies, they were told from the female perspective and the female perspective only.
Mm.
So when Looking for Sweet Love came out, one reviewer said it would have been nice to hear the men speak in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you got my point exactly.
Mm.
Everything leading up to this, the men didn't speak. So Black Coffee is their voice.
Wow. Okay. So I'm interested to hear somebody's voice. I'm interested to hear the voice of the one who dated Jesse.
Mm-hmm. She has several people dating.
Okay. All right, Jesse. Which is good because you need to date several people, maybe not at the same time.
She had her trials. Mm-hmm. Actually, there are three characters in the book that she actually dates. So you have the doctor, you have the businessman, and then, not to tell too much, she ends up in Black Coffee with someone, but it's at the, I guess you can say, misfortune of someone else.
Ah, Jesse.
And since we talked about the psychic, I even incorporated a psychic in this book, mm-hmm, to kind of steer them along their life path or life journey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how was that? How did you do that?
Basically, Jesse is introduced. All of the women were actually introduced to this particular psychic who, I guess the DJ of the law forum was actually conversing with,
mm-hmm,
and that psychic was steering her along, and the psychic comes on to one of the radio shows and basically all H breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they've been given information that makes them either think or makes them say, this is not the path that I saw for myself.
Yeah. Wow.
And so, then some people will even get kind of devastating information.
Yeah, like I was just about to say, like, so now you're a believer in regards to psychics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, in our community, it's kind of funny because, you know, we're so religious. And when we think about, you know, using someone like that, it's like, oh,
mm-hmm,
this kind of not so good and devil kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I think it's a gift.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I think it could be a gift because it's the same thing as a prophet,
mm-hmm,
coming to tell you.
Right.
What thus said the Lord. So, I've always been interested. Like, I ride by a psychic place. I think it's on South Cobb Drive. And it's really big. And so every time I go by there, I'm like, you know what? If I stopped in there, I want the psychic to say, hey, Shanda, I've been waiting to talk to you. Like, I want her to greet me and say, I've been waiting to talk to you, or I know what's on your mind, or something like that. But it's just, but I'm always, like you said, in our community, we're like, you know what? I'm not even going to go into that. But, I'm sure, like, that's the same thing as like, tarot card reading and.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Yeah. And I'm just curious when they're like shifting cards around, like.
Actually, in the book, when you read it, she's actually doing that and laying them out because, of course, I had the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's telling the ladies and actually the brothers too, because I reintroduce her into Black Coffee. Telling the ladies what's going to happen, and the ladies are having all these reactions around the table. So.
That is so interesting. I can't wait to read the book, both books. And now I'm more interested in knowing why, how come we just don't understand our male counterparts? What is it?
Do we understand each other?
Yeah. Some days. Some days I think so, but.
So you tell me what you don't understand or what questions you have. And I'll try to, refer those back to some of the characters in the book.
Okay. So I know men can be, prideful. Let's just say, for instance, you have a new baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in your marriage or what, however, you have a new baby and now the baby's taking all the attention, but the husband wants it. Or the boyfriend or somebody wants it. He just does not know how to say it or doesn't say it. How do we know if he doesn't say it that he needs some extra attention?
Well, I don't address that in the book. But I can say that were there ever discussions about when the child will come into the family and what type of time you would, you know, give, say you have a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that newborn is going to require a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But the relationship that you guys had before that has drastically changed.
Mm-hmm.
So before you even got to that point, did you even discuss how you're going to transition from a two-family household, if this is the first child,
mm-hmm.
to a three-person household?
Yeah, that would be a good discussion to have, right?
But most people don't have that
right.
discussion. They just go from two people to three people. And you're trying to figure out how you're going to maneuver with this third person.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be where some of the issues come into play.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you have a third person. All of the things that you used to do as a two-person couple have gone away.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Next question. Why do men cheat?
And you know what? I address this in the book, especially Black Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And the brothers, they actually have help by a psychotherapist, Dr. Franklin Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually puts the brothers in like these kind of, I'm going to call it a clinical trial because everybody knows what a clinical trial is.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts these brothers in these trials and he lets the brothers know that some of you are going to succeed and some of you are not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way life works.
Mm-hmm.
But he also tells people that everybody cheats. I mean, when you strip it down from take away the female, take away the male, and just look at humans, we all cheat.
Mm-hmm.
So it also depends on where you are in life and what you're going through. I'm not using that as a basis of why people cheat, but
mm-hmm.
everybody has the propensity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how you handle that, and everybody handles it differently.
How you handle the ability to
cross over that threshold and say, okay, I know I have this person here, but that's some pretty good eye candy over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, take a bite or take a little taste of that.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart and my soul is with the person that I'm going to do well, that I left to do it with.
Mm-hmm. So
if that makes sense. you're swishing your lips like, I don't know about that.
I don't, because I feel like, you know, if you have everything, then you don't, you know, need to cheat. If you have a woman that does everything that you want, which is another thing, I think maybe a man should express the things that they want.
But see, you're going back to if you have a woman. But then you're kind of missing, I guess, the point I just made. Everybody cheats.
Right.
So women cheat if, you know, they find the need that they need to go out and, you know, do that.
Mm-hmm.
They do it as well. Men do it as well. It's not like, why do men cheat?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, why do women cheat?
Right.
Why does everybody
cheat? Yeah, really, though. Why do women cheat?
So I address that in Black Coffee and Looking for Sweet Love, particularly Black Coffee, where you have the character. She knows that he's married, but yet and still, she's hanging on to that, you know, glimmer of hope that she can steer him away from that marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He, by the way, and I'm just going by the characters in the book,
mm-hmm.
he's unfulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to find fulfillment. So he's not finding it at home. So he's trying to find it elsewhere. And in the end, he eventually finds it. And the person that he's cheating with goes away. But he's found a new happiness and joy in something else.
Mm. Right. Wonder is that... Okay.
Wonder is that what?
I was about to say, wonder is that the DL one, but maybe not.
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
No.
Okay.
And an interesting thing... it was always that we were always talking about the DL brother, the DL brother, the DL brother.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about a DL sister?
No.
Well, I kind of like, I wanted in Black Coffee to twist everything that we've heard about or read about or seen,
mm-hmm.
just twist it. So instead of a DL brother, I have a DL sister.
I like that. I really do like that. I like that. Because, I mean, that's something that needs to be discussed, too. I honestly never even thought about that. Because, I mean, for the most part, you think that, you know, if the girl does that in a guy's perspective, that's fun. Mm-hmm.
But when it's done, it's found out, and it impacts that relationship mm-hmm. to where she has gone away, and that individual is struggling to figure out why did she leave. And he can't actually move on because mm-hmm. he doesn't have the answer. Just like, you know, females, they need to know why did this happen?
Yes.
And I can't move on, but eventually you'll get there. Mm-hmm. But it would have been easier if you would have known the full story.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the issues that I tackle in Black Coffee. So this individual meets this person. She's kind of messed up his life and he's unable to commit. Mm-hmm. to anything else after that.
Wow. That's interesting. So do you have, like, you had already written Black Coffee, and then you were working on Sweet Love. Sweet Love was first.
Right. And then Black Coffee came later.
But I remember you saying that you already had.
Right. I had Black Coffee in my mind.
In your mind, okay.
And I said I needed to write the women's perspective first, mm-hmm. and Sweet Love was the first one.
Okay. How long does it take you to, like, write a book?
I guess it takes people different amounts of time. For mm-hmm. me, it's like if I'm really just focused on it, it's like 8 to 9 months.
Okay.
And then after that, of course, you have preparing the book, getting it to the publisher, distribution, marketing. So it's going to take you like a year and a half to just complete one project, for
okay.
me at least.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you do this full time?
Nope. No. I have a full time job and I do that after hours. I tell everybody that the best time for me to write is like I go in my little office, if that's what you want to call it, and I put the music on and I just write from 11 to like 1 or 2 at night. And that's when I guess I'm more creative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
I think I'm more creative at night as well. Mm. I mean, so many things that go on during the day that take your attention. And then at night, you can just kind of calm down. Now, interesting. I don't know if I could write a book and listen to music at the same time, because I'll be trying to listen to the music. What music do you listen to?
I'm old school. So, you know, I can put on Luther mm-hmm. or Gene Karn or Gladys Knight. Whoever.
Something soothing.
Right.
Okay.
And I just sit there and I just write. And basically, there's some songs and I had to get the copyrights to use the lyrics or the words in the song
mm-hmm.
and Looking for Sweet Love and Black Coffee. But I was actually listening to those songs and I said, you know what? I'm going to incorporate this into the book because it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It rings true and people will understand, okay, I was listening to this gospel song, and we all do.
Mm-hmm.
We have certain experiences where we listen to something, and 5 years down the road, you hear it again, and you say, you know, I was going through that.
Yeah, it brings you back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to incorporate that into the books as well.
Wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. So you, obviously, you enjoy writing books.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy most?
I don't know
most?
Why, but I can just sit down and I can just say, okay, I have this idea and I have this character and I kind of, you know, try to develop the character. And all of a sudden I'm, you know, writing a chapter and all of a sudden I'm just like writing a book.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. And so you pick out the cover and everything, like you go through a process where you do that, or you have something in mind you feel like you know.
Well, I kind of have a relationship with a graphic designer mm-hmm. or a company called WINC Atlanta, Wink Atlanta.
Wink Atlanta, sure.
And I just kind of told him, like, for the cover for Looking for Sweet Love,
mm-hmm.
I'm just like, this is what I'm looking for. And the same thing with Black Coffee. And they came back with 2 proposals. And I said, that's the one, and that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So how many pages are each book?
One is 306. I think Sweet Love is 311 and Black Coffee is 306.
Okay. So do you have, like, when you're writing them, you know just about how, no, because you just...
I'm an outliner. So I'll outline and then I say, okay. And that's how I kind of switch things around. And I just write. And basically, you have to look at several factors, because the more pages and the more words that you have, the more expensive it's going to be to produce it. And when you're an entrepreneur, as you know, you're trying to, you know, look at cost as well. You're also trying to make sure that the reader has the best experience as possible. So basically when I write, even though I'm working on the third book, The Art of Scandal, they're basically coming around about 300 and so pages.
Okay. The Art of Scandal. Mm-hmm. There's an art to it. Tell me about it.
And see, I saw your eyes kind of, you know, go big, and it's like, The Art of Scandal.
The Art of Scandal.
The Art of Scandal is based on a true story. Wow. Although it's fiction, I'm talking about relationships in the workplace. And it's basically about two main characters, one male, one female, who have been friends for 20 something years. They're in the workplace working together, and something happens to turn them against each other.
Wow.
So in their, I guess, fight to destroy each other, revenge. After 20 years, revenge is something. They bring everybody around in them, and their lives are being destroyed as well.
Oh my goodness, that's deep. Looking for Sweet Love, Black Coffee, and The Art of Scandal. You just keep them coming, don't you?
Yeah, I try.
That is awesome. So how do you feel about relationships in the workplace?
Since I've been working, I am seeing and knowing what I know, particularly being in a management position, I discourage it. I can only say, well, this is what I would do in the situation. However, you need to find out what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. But for me, you never go to the bathroom where you eat.
I like that. I totally agree. Like, I wouldn't date people that I work with, a neighbor.
Right.
I mean, because it's just not to me. I just don't think it's going to work out. We see each other all day, and we got to see each other at home or across the hall or whatever. If we live in an apartment or down the street, it's too much.
And the dynamics after it ends, it's never good.
Because you got these coworkers who enjoyed you both, and now they have to choose.
And bringing in people, and you take their side, you take their side.
Right.
Sort of like The Art of Scandal.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so we're going to learn that in The Art of Scandal.
Some of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay, so I want to know some more things that these men were talking about. Now, a few of them were upset. Was anybody happy about what the women said?
Not really.
No. So I imagine that were all the women not happy in any of the relationships?
Well, you had one that was happy in a relationship. She was actually, I guess, through dating African-American men, and she stepped out of the box and found love dating a Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the challenges with that character is that she had so much baggage with her, or she was carrying so much baggage, that it was impacting or affecting their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. That's deep. Extremely deep. So does anybody stay together without... Or maybe I just need to read the book to see.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm giving away a lot.
A lot of information, right?
So you have the thug. You have the DL brother. You have
Who's the thug? What's his name? We like him.
Why do you like
Does
the
he have
thug?
A job? I like a balance.
No job.
Oh, no.
He's kind of the con man, and he cons people to get what he needs in life.
I know a few of those. Don't we all?
So his name is Brass.
Hey, Brass. Brass, you know what? Brass need a job, and he would be all right. I think, you know, today you just need a job, and now, we can work from there.
That's what you say. But what I come to learn is that independent, financially secure women are looking for someone equal.
Mm-hmm.
And now the dynamics are kind of switching and changing. You're faced with the, fact that if you don't find someone equal, then what are your thoughts or processes after that?
Yeah, if I don't find someone equal, I would not want someone that, I'm just going to have to be honest, I don't want anybody who doesn't understand my financial situation, and you probably won't if you don't make as much as I do.
But see, that's the thing. If you want a man and you don't find someone that is going to be equal, and I was having this conversation the other day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for someone and you're at this level, and they're not, and you're looking at retirement, and you're looking at taking trips, you know, around the country or outside of the country, and that person isn't able to do that, but you have a kind of a connection, do you drop that person and continue looking for someone that's financially at the same level or near that level that you are in hopes that you will get that, and then you leave that brother behind? So what do you do?
In my opinion, I think if he had enough drive that I would help, I would use my connections, but only if there was some drive there, because you can only do so much. You can only help somebody so much.
So it all depends. Well, let me throw this caveat in there. Let me throw this in there. So they're satisfied at where they are.
Mm-mm. You can't be satisfied with where you are. If I'm a little higher, I think you need to reach higher. I think we both need to be always reaching higher.
Okay. So are these unrealistic expectations?
I don't think so. What do you think?
I'm asking.
I don't think they're unrealistic. I mean, because I don't like complacency. I don't think that you should be complacent or just happy where we are. You know, this is all we can do. I don't think we can do anything more. No, I think we need to always be in a position where we're just reaching for better. So if I'm higher than you and you're a little bit under me, but you're like, you know, Shannon, I know we can do this. If we can just do this and that, or you can connect me to this and that, I'm all for it.
But then you can also find someone that they're happy with where they are. That's what they want to do. But they're on a steady pace of doing the things that you're doing at a higher pay scale.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not comfortable with that.
I can be comfortable with that. You said steady, which is a key word. Steady.
Steady. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Steady is
but
good.
But they're not striving to do anything better. They're just steady.
CRL, I can't.
I see those eyes closed and you start squinting and shaking your head.
I don't know. We can't just, because I'm not going to be just happy with, okay, I make this amount of money. I'm always going to be wanting to do more.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is you're going to have a lot of people that are going to think the same way you are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're leaving behind good brothers because they have that requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question is, when do you stop having that requirement and just say, okay, maybe this is just too much. Maybe I just need to focus on the person and finding that right match.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we want is we want someone that we can connect with mentally and physically.
Mm-hmm.
All that other stuff we probably can work on, right?
True.
But if you don't have that mental connection, especially for me, mm-hmm. I'm going to get bored.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
I'm going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, the sex is good, okay, you can probably say, okay, you can probably teach people what you like and what you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are not willing to give and not willing to take, then maybe that person is going to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. I see. Luckily, I didn't have that issue. I'm married and my husband always had more than me. Now, the question is, I guess, because women obviously would want someone that has more, but men, I think they're okay either way. Or what would you say?
Well, look at the history. I mean, back in the day, even with my grandparent, women weren't the primary breadwinners of the household. So men, they just wanted someone that they could connect with mentally, physically, and that I think that was good enough. Mm-hmm. And now the dynamics have changed.
Look at your face.
Yeah, yeah. Even the person that's producing the show, she's looking at me like next question.
Okay, so what advice do you have for authors? You work full time. What advice would you have for let's say a struggling author? And I guess struggling in the sense that they can't get the book finished, one.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that one. We'll start there, and then I'll ask my next question.
So if you're having trouble getting the book finished, you have to ask yourself why. And there are people out there that can help you get the book finished.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to understand where you need to go and what you need to ask so you can get the help to get that book completed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And self-publishing versus...
traditional?
Yeah.
Traditional is very hard to get into. Most people are taking the self-publishing route. I have some people at work that have self-published. I have some other people that I network with that have self-published, and we all have our self-publishing horror stories. So I tell anybody that's going to self-publish, if you're going to use a company that's going to help you publish your book,
mm-hmm.
you're paying them to help you publish and distribute your book. You want to make sure that you do your research on that company that's helping you. What you don't want to do, you don't want to sign away any copyright rights, and you probably want to keep all your ISBN numbers, and those are the numbers that your book is associated with, so when someone looks up a book, they know that that ISBN is tied to that book.
Mm-hmm.
So long story short, for me, I didn't have control of my ISBNs.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went from that publisher to just my own label, I had to get totally new ISBNs, which threw everything off. So when you look up a book, it's tied to that ISBN.
It's like a book social security number.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So if I would have had that ISBN, it would have been a smoother process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you do book signings? Like, do you hold those events where you do book signings? Mm-hmm. I bet those can be interesting.
The last major one I was at was the Tom Joyner Family Reunion.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a year ago, and that was pretty good. Met some great people. It's always fun to be next to other authors as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually next to a, a book company. And we taught, and it was interesting to see where everybody would gravitate to, what book they would gravitate to,
mm-hmm.
At that company's table. And everybody gravitated towards Zane
for
some reason. So that told me something.
What exactly did it tell you?
They were interested in more of the erotic
mm-hmm.
kind of storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's a good observation.
Yeah. And my books have sex in it too, but
yeah.
I don't think well, Black Coffee for some reason was categorized into erotica. I don't know why, but there's some sex scenes in there that mm-hmm. may be a little over the top.
Well, I mean, relationships bound to talk about sex. I mean, it's important.
But I guess when I read other books and they talk, you know, about sex, they use the, I guess, politically correct name for things,
mm-hmm.
and I don't.
Yeah, you just got right down to it.
Exactly.
Right? Okay,
that's how we talk.
Right.
I mean, when I talk about that, I don't talk, you know, politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
I call it what it is,
mm-hmm. or what you know it
exactly.
to be. That's interesting. So, do you ever get like any female fans that are all just like all over you, like, oh my god, thank you, it was a great read, or something like that?
I just try to make it professional. as much as possible.
Right.
And everybody says, you know, I'm serious. And some people say, well, you're a little boring, but I'm just serious, straight to the point. Mm-hmm. And that's just my demeanor.
Mm-hmm. It is. It seems serious and straight to the point. That's cool. That's cool. Okay. So how can we connect with you? How can we stay connected with you?
So social media, you can reach me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and it's all the same. It's, author_RLBird, BYRD. Mm-hmm. Go to my website. It's Richard Leon, L-E-O-N, Bird, BYRD.com.
So what do I call you? Richard RL?
Pen name's RL, but you know, people just call me what they want to call me.
Rich.
That's fine. I'll answer to that.
Okay. I bet. I love it. So, do you want to leave anything else, with us? How we can get the book?
So sure. The books, you can go to any bookstore, order it from the bookstore, or you can go online like Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Powell's, Books a Million. So it's in all the major retailers. You can even get it on your Droid or Apple devices.
Beautiful, beautiful book. Beautiful cover. Beautiful. I'm really excited to read it. Maybe not over black coffee, but some tea.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Starbucks sells tea, right?
Right. That is cool. So, let me ask, the reviews on the book. Have you gotten really good reviews?
Very good reviews on Looking for Sweet Love because, I guess the audience, it's kind of strange because when females read Looking for Sweet Love, they read the female version. And I guess they're rooting for the ladies, mm-hmm. but it's a different experience when they read Black Coffee. I don't know if it's because it's not female dominated mm-hmm. and it's talking about men and it has a lot of social issues in the book. Mm-hmm. So when I was writing Black Coffee, it turned into a social issues book for men of color, but it's also talking about some heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm always interested to hear male's perspective. Not that I need to hear anymore because I have three brothers and a host of cousins. So I mean, you can probably imagine the things that I hear.
And you're well protected too.
Yes, yeah, very well protected. Yeah, yeah. They liked my husband, so we got married. Okay. but yeah, it's always interesting to hear a male's perspective because I'm always asked for advice. And I always want to know, like, what men are thinking.
But see, if you read books written by men, mm-hmm. then I always ask this question. And I'm going to ask you this question. And it's going to be interesting to find out what you're going to say. So being the entrepreneur, businesswoman that you are, mm-hmm. if you are looking to make a financial investment or if you have a new client, what's the first thing that you would do?
One more time so I can.
Okay. So if you're looking to make a financial investment. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a new client and they want you to launch a product for them, what would you do?
Research.
Exactly. So if you're looking to delve into the mind of a male, wouldn't you read books written by men?
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. It really does. I mean, if you want to know about a man, you
reboot that written by men.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, that makes a lot of sense, listeners. If you're not reading books, written by men and you want to know, how men are thinking, probably should, read a book by a male author, like R.L. Burt.
Right, right, right.
Okay. Well, so I hope everyone will go and get a copy of Looking for Sweet Love and Black Coffee written by a male author. Thank you all for listening. I had a really great time with
I had a great time too.
Hopefully you can come back with the Art of Scandal. Mm-hmm. I'm very interested to know about that
because
as well.
Your eyes raised when, yeah.
Yeah, Scandal. You know, you always want to be, everybody's always interested in just a little bit of drama. So thank you all for listening. Shoot me an email. info@businessbabiesandbeauty.com and let me know if you enjoyed the show or just to get some more information. And again, if you're looking for a dynamic speaker, please visit businessbabiesandbeauty.com to learn how to book me. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful day.
This show is brought to you by Airbender. The freedom of knowing the problem is solved. your resource for the preventive care of your heating and cooling systems. Learn more at www.airbenderga.com.